Ernest, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it can be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making six and seven figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. Kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit. Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise flagship fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise flagship fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
You talked about the competition, which is interesting because not only do you have to know your business in and out, but you have to kind of know theirs to almost create a competitive moat to be in the space. Yeah. Right? So like you're doing this by yourself, right? There's, at this point, there's no partner with you, right? It's just you?
I had a early co-founder who was with us for about 4 years. So was involved in this early fundraising. We sparred a lot on this and traded notes and really played off each other super well. And then after they departed, then it was just me on all of my other rounds since then. I was always leading the fundraise. So, you know, that's why I have a particular depth. And then I ended up writing a playbook.
I wanted to get to that. But I'm because I want people to really understand the amount of time that goes into this, the amount of sacrifice.
It's insane.
Right? Like, there's relationships that get sacrificed, friendships, family, all these sacrifices that no one sees on the front end, but like you're actually dealing with that on top of trying to create something that again is going to be a game changer.
Yeah, I mean, everything I'm describing took an extraordinary amount of time. I mean, you know, Bolt seed round probably spanned 3 years of doing small check after small check until we had enough traction to raise like an A round, which was a little bit bigger. And then our our B and C and D round, we started to get institutional backers who would take big pieces of the round. But in the beginning, they were long drawn out. We're raising on SAFE, which is this instrument called a simple agreement for future equity, few page agreement that we were raising money on too. And, you know, another thing that I did is everyone gets consumed with round size. What's the round size? For me, I've raised incrementally. So, you know, for Bolt, initially I got a few, once I started to realize the strategy, I got a few people to lean in, you know, it was like, we're going to raise $1 million. That filled up pretty quickly. And then, you know, we're like, yeah, might as well open another $1 million as more people became interested, or raise another $500,000. And so, and then, when you say, oh, we're actually going to raise two, we've already raised the one, now you're 50% complete. Versus, you know, starting around saying I'm raising $2 million and I have none. Mm-hmm. Right? I'd rather start around and say, all right, I have a few people for leaning. They're probably good for $500,000. So we're going to raise $1 million or $750K. So next person I go to, the round's almost done already. Versus how most founders start off, which is they go to someone and none of the round's done. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to talk to you about a round, it's going to be mostly done already. Before I'm like talking economics with you. Even those people who are forward leaning, I'm going to wait till a few others are forward leaning. And then I'm going to say, hey, we're doing $1 million, but I've got about 600 or 700 already circled up. You're one of my early conversations. I'm really excited to have you involved. Let's talk about formalizing your investment.
Good strategy.
So, and you've raised a lot of money, just to put it in context for people, because you're speaking from firsthand experience, right?
Yes.
So you talked about the time, but can you like say like how much time, okay, like for a founder that's looking to raise, what should they expect? They should expect to put 2 hours out of their day. They should expect to put 12 hours out of their day. Like what's a realistic expectation as far as the time commitment for a founder that is trying to raise money?
I mean, if you're trying to do it properly, it's 100% of your life.
That's the time frame.
That's the time commitment. You know, and ideally you have a partner or a head of operations or a CTO that can hold over the fort.
That's running the business.
That's running the business.
So you should just be focused on, you can't split your time between running the business and raising money.
This is it.
This is it. I mean, once you get the hang of it and pass a critical threshold and you're cool to just take some checks casually here and there, once you're casual and you've already crossed the chasm, great, but until that point, you're 100%. Get someone else in your company. Give everyone a heads up that you're going to be off the grid for a bit, fundraising. This is all you're focused on. 100% of the focus. And, you know, spend a couple hours a day on the business. And so, you know, a lot of people get nervous about fundraising purely because they're not focused on it. So it's never going to happen because this is a thing that requires such intense focus. You need to block off everything else in your life, spending 100% of your time on this thing. You need to go read my book, which is not something I did. This is a labor of love.
What's your book called?
It's called Fundraising by Ryan Breslow. Start off as a playbook that I wrote, a Google Doc that I gave to my friends. This is a labor of love. I had no time to write this book. But I made the time because founders needed this wisdom, because I saw too many making the same mistakes over and over again. And so you need to memorize this book, follow it to a T. You can put your own style and flavor on it, of course, but really understand it and dedicate 100% of your time to this.
So while you're doing the fundraising and you're 100% dedicated to it, right before this, is this when you're creating the conscious culture playbook, because you know that you're not going to be there on a day-to-day the way that you probably would be if you weren't trying to raise?
Yeah, so that came later for me, but I was creating a playbook on culture. I like systems. Systems scale. If your team doesn't know how it's going to operate, what it values, it's very hard to scale your company. And so I don't like repeating myself. I like... I like methodology and formula, as you can tell, for things that I know work. And so I had a great CEO coach. His name is Matt Machari. He's got a great book, Machari Method, that everybody should read on CEOing. He gave me his method, which was my foundations of conscious culture. And then I made it my own. I mean, he taught it to me intensively for about 3 months. And then over the next 5 years, I kept the document being like, this is what works. This is what doesn't work for me. And so I created my own playbook. And then I ended up publishing that to the world on conscious.org, which we're redoing. We're going to relaunch. It's not where it needs to be right now. But and this is the playbook we used to build and scale Bolt. And the conscious culture came from more of a spiritual aspiration to bridge humanity with execution. This is the marriage that I really wanted to facilitate, and I think conscious culture gets to that.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.